Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing today? I hope you're having a beautiful day. This is Angie Giltner, the girl with the purple hair, ready to talk business. This podcast was designed to empower female entrepreneurs with an opportunity to gain business wisdom from their peers. Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing today, listeners? This is Angie, the girl with the purple hair, ready to talk some business. And today I have an amazing guest all the way from Australia who is going to drop some knowledge on us about neurodiversity and dyslexia. And it is going to be so powerful. And I'm telling you, and I guarantee it, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, you are going to learn something. Something is going to either change your mind or your perception. You're going to be like, I had no idea. I guarantee that something like that is going to happen today. And that makes me excited for you and for me, because I'm learning as well. So welcome, Shay.
Thank you so much for having me today, Angie.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. So,
it is.
Shay, tell us about you and your business.
Well, I could talk about myself for a very long time, so I'll try to keep it short. And that's not intentional. I hated talking about myself when I was younger, so I find it very interesting that through social media and through these opportunities, all I do now is talk about myself. I am originally trained as a speech pathologist, and then after my grad year, I was really bullied in my first job. And I didn't really understand why. And I knew that going through my degree, I really struggled with reading and keeping up with my peers and understanding at the level my peers did. And in Australia, you know, you have to get quite a high score to get into something like speech pathology. And I'd come in as a mature age student because I really didn't do that well at school and I was going to be a chef. So I didn't really put a lot of effort into my marks. My parents were happy with me being a chef at the time. When I left school, that didn't work out. And so I really wanted to help people. I'd always wanted to help people. So I did my speech degree and really struggled. And everyone used to laugh because I couldn't say the big names. And I used to laugh too because it was funny. But when I graduated, I was still struggling. And then I got this fantastic role. You only a handful of grad roles in our state. So it was a real achievement for me. But I struggled terribly and was significantly bullied. And so I left. And I thought, what am I going to do? I'll go back and study because I love learning. Absolutely love it. And during that time, I had a tutor. Her name was Lisa. And one night at the dinner table, I was getting frustrated because I couldn't do things that everyone else could do. And she said, I think you're dyslexic. And that was at 27. And those words and her spending the time with me changed my life forever. And that sent me on a really big journey. I ended up with severe depression and suicidal and in and out of hospital for a little while. And my mum and family were a huge support in helping me get through that time. But it led me on a really big journey to start podcasts like you, Angie, sharing stories of people that have dyslexia, because in Australia there wasn't anything at the time and we were very... there was a real lack of support for adults. A lot of work for kids, but really nothing once you transitioned out into adulthood. And dyslexia is a disability that doesn't go away. We need help throughout our lives at different points, depending on what's happening. And so I set up originally the Dear Dyslexic Foundation, which is my charity. And that work's really been around having the podcast and raising awareness of dyslexia in Australia. And then Rethink Dyslexia is my for-purpose company, where we're working globally to support adults with dyslexia around coaching, consulting, and training. And underpinning all that is my research as a doctoral student, which I'm soon going to finish. But really, we needed some evidence in Australia that I wanted to see if my challenges were happening for others, and they are. And so now we've got the evidence and the proof to show that. So that's me in a nutshell.
Wow. Wow. And isn't it amazing how just a handful of words changed your life forever? Man, that's what gets me, because and it took the right person. And one of the things that you picked up on is listening. Lisa listen. And so listeners out there, like, you might be able to make that kind of a difference in someone's life just by listening, and how powerful that is. Thank you for sharing that, Shay.
I hope that wasn't too long-winded a story, but yeah, it was just from one person. And, you know, I really wish I could find Lisa to say to her, wow, you changed my life in such a positive way. But at the time, I didn't feel it, clearly. At the time, I really struggled with that diagnosis. But yes, and it enabled my brother then to get assessed, and then we worked out it was from my dad, who's dyslexic. Some of my nephews are dyslexic. So it's really strong in our family. But it helped us as a family too to better understand each other and to get the support we needed.
Wow, that is incredible. Incredible. So, Shay, when you were a new entrepreneur, what's one question you wish you had the answer to and why?
Oh, gosh. You know, I started so blind. I really had no idea. You know, when I said to my parent, my mum, I'm going to do podcasts, I think I'd only listened to two. And she just said, okay, that's what you want to do. And everyone had a chuckle and they thought, oh, she's never going to do this. But I did. And now we've had them running for nearly 7 years. But that started me on this trajectory of becoming an entrepreneur. I always worked in the not-for-profit space and I loved it. And I really wanted to set up a not-for-profit and I didn't know how I was going to do that. And I think that, oh, there's so many things. I think in what I've learned over the years is the importance of sales. And it's something that I never really understood. And to be honest, it's only in recent times that I've really started to build that confidence and that awareness around it. Because, you know, I started with podcasts and I just thought, I'm going to have a business. And that was it. And it took me probably 18 months to get it just launched because it took a lot of work to become a charity. And so we have all the bells and whistles that you need for a charity because you can get a lot of tax deductions. So it takes a lot of work. But I think once you've got yourself set up, it's kind of like, well, what do you do now? And it's how do you build out your skills to sell? Because if you can't sell, then you're not going to get the clients to the door. And I think really being able to sell, you have to have your vision and your value proposition and really know your purpose. And so that groundwork really is important so that you're able to sell your product and people are going to see it not as a sell, but what we like to say in the sisterhood as a service, you know, that you're serving people through the work that you're doing. But it's how you get that message across and then who are the people you're trying to get that message to.
Yes, getting that crystal clear focus on your value proposition and your purpose, and then your service, you know, how it is that you can serve other people with whatever it is, whatever product or service you happen to be offering. And I know often I am asked about sales because it can be an uncomfortable conversation. And Shay, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I have found that a lot of my clients, it's asking for the sale. Yes, although it's uncomfortable, they do it. It's managing the objections is where they get tripped up. Do you see that?
Yeah, I think managing the objections, and then sometimes it's even getting to that point where, you know, I've had periods of work where it's just all come in and I haven't had to do any selling because, you know, a lot of the time the work that I do, someone could end up being performance managed and they've just disclosed they're dyslexic. And so then legally that employer has to put some reasonable adjustments in and they have to start looking at what support they can give someone. They can't just sack them because now they've disclosed they've got a disability. So for me, it's been really challenging because a lot of the time I've had people coming to me and I haven't had to go and do that sell. And so those skills are rusty. And so it's building that and practicing that. And sometimes I'm not even getting to the objection because you've spoken to someone a couple of times and then they don't rebook can be a challenge. But I think, yes, the objections is really hard. And I think if you're coming from a place of service and wanting to help people, it takes a little bit of that ickiness that we can feel sometimes around selling, because it can, it feels like a bit of a dirty word sometimes, I think. Selling and sales, or you think of a used car person, or, you know, the telemarketer that's constantly calling you to sell you some random product that you're never going to need or use. But really, when we're coming from a coaching and consulting perspective, it's really we're trying to serve and help people. And if you can use that mindset, I think that really helps in taking away some of that ickiness of the word sales.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that you brought in mindset into it, because it really is, you know, wrapping your head around. I know when I'm going into conversations, I have a pre-conversation in my own mind with myself and say, okay, how am I going to approach this? How am I going to enter into this conversation? And how am I going to provide service to the person I'm having the conversation with? And it can be a game changer. Absolutely.
I think that's a really important point around that pre-planning, whether it's to yourself, making sure you write it down, because you might know your purpose in and out, but how you articulate it can sometimes, you know, even now, I mean, I was at a business networking morning and it was really early and I had to get up and I didn't realize, and we had to say our business in 30 seconds. And I was like, oh my gosh, my pitch isn't perfect yet. So it takes a bit of practice, but the pre-planning is really, really important on how you can serve that person or that company. I would never go into something blind.
Yes, absolutely. Boy, that, yes, that would add some anxiety into the conversation going into it blind, for sure.
Pre-planning is really important. And for dyslexics, sometimes we're not good at that, that pre-planning. And that organization that sometimes is needed, because we do very much go with the flow and do things on the fly. I mean, like setting up podcasts, you know, that was just a really random thing that changed my life completely. But I think as dyslexic entrepreneurs, we need to sometimes just take a step back, because that planning really helps with the foundations of everything that we do.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Good advice. Good advice. And so, listeners, you know, there might be somebody out there who's like, man, you know, maybe I was like Shay and I struggled and really didn't understand why. And she just found that right person. She found that Lisa. So, you know, the nice thing of it is you now will have a connection with Shay, so that if you are that person and you're sitting there going, yeah, you know, that organization and that pre-planning and maybe not fully grasping things, that is me, then Shay is the person that you need to reach out to. And she can share not only from her own experience, but from also her education and help you so that you don't have to struggle and you don't have to keep wondering why, because, you know, she is the expert that can help you. And if she's not the one, she's going to get you to the right person, or at least give some suggestions on where you might go. So, and as always, she's going to be one click away, but we're not there yet, listeners. We still have some more goodness to share with you today. So, Shay, what's the best compliment you have ever received?
Wow, you know, that's a really interesting question, because I've always found when I'm in a real slump in my business, which we go up and down all the time, it can be quite lonely sometimes. And I think having coaches and having a network of women or men that support you is really, really important. But that's not the question. But the reason I'm saying that is because it always feels that when I'm in a real slump, I get the universe talks to me, and it's usually through someone I've helped. And it's the oddest thing ever, but it's usually someone has contacted me to tell me how I've changed their lives. And it's such a Trying to find the right word without getting emotional, actually. It's quite early in the morning here. I haven't had my coffee. It is a, not a gift, but it is, I'm so honored and blessed when I get these messages where I've changed someone's life, because that's always been my plan. And these are people sometimes that haven't paid me a cent that have come through that, you know, I might have had one or two conversations with. And the reason I say that is because most recently there was a young man I helped. We'd had a few coaching sessions and we talked about, you know, there's a lot of conversations and narratives at the moment about dyslexics having superpowers or that we're highly gifted. And I really struggle with that language, because we are born with different brains, but it doesn't mean we're born with these superpowers. I think that we build them over time because we're put into environments that we're not suited to. And so we have to grow these really strong strategies to manage. And so I was talking to this young man. He was at uni. He was really struggling. He didn't know what to do. And I said to him, I think your superpower could be resilience, because look at where you've come from and look at where you are now. And over the years, he's emailed me to tell me how he's doing. And recently he emailed to say that because of my work with him, I had changed his life forever. And he'd just finished his master's degree. He was about to get his first job. And if it wasn't for me, it would never have happened.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for the resources I'd put out there, so the podcasts and the Facebook Lives and the different activities I've done over the years, you wouldn't have been able to see how other dyslexics can succeed in their life.
Wow. You were his Lisa.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, that's such a privilege. And it's such an amazing space to be in as a coach, to be able to have such a powerful impact, because it's just little old me sitting in my office trying to manage my toddler. And, you know, sometimes you think all the work you're doing, is it ever going to make a difference? And then the universe sends you these little signs and you go, well, yes, it is. And I've had many of those over the years. And that's what actually keeps me going. And it gets me up in the morning, make sure that I'm sitting at the table at the right time for a podcast, even though I did muck it up the first time, Angie. That's my disorganization coming out. But yeah, that's when you know you are serving. And, you know, sales might seem icky, but it's not, because you are making a real difference. That was really long-winded. Sorry.
No, it's beautiful. It was beautiful. I'm telling you right now, there are listeners out there who needed to hear that exact same message. So you just gave them a gift. I'm so glad that you said all of it.
But I think you must feel the same, Angie, because you do such amazing work and you're just such a joy. And, you know, you must, you know, the reason we're doing this work is because we want to be able to help people shine.
Yes. Yes. That is absolutely my mission is, I just want to empower as many female entrepreneurs as I humanly possibly can in this life that I've been given. And one of the ways that I can help female entrepreneurs shine is through this podcast. And so I'm so grateful to you and all the other guests who have, gotten up really, really early in the morning to tape an episode with me, so that you as well can provide value and give those words that is going to hit just that right listener. And they're going to say, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I needed to hear that message today. Thank you. So wonderful. So Shay, what's one resource you believe every entrepreneur should have in their toolbox?
Oh, I have to make a confession here. As someone with a reading disability or difficulty, I have an obsession, some might say an addiction to books.
Yes.
Which might seem very, very odd. And every time a parcel arrives, my husband says, is it another book? And I have to say no. Most of the time it is. Because for me, I have a love of learning, and I think that books are such an amazing tool, and it doesn't have to be in the written form. I love podcasts and audiobooks, But I think books are a really great way to tap into, could be other coaches or other people that are working in your space where you're getting tools and recommendations and support in that way. And for me, I find books are one of the best resources. And Angie here suggested recently The One Thing, and that was just such an amazing resource. I absolutely love it. It's fantastic for neurodivergence because it gives them such structured strategies that sometimes we need help with around planning and keeping focus on what our end goal really is. And I think that books are an amazing resource to be able to, especially when you don't have a lot of money to invest, you know, you might only have enough money to invest in a coach and that's it, because you've got such small cash flow at the beginning. And so I find that books are a really accessible way for us to be able to gain more information and to learn and support our craft. And so, yes, I would definitely say, as a dyslexic with a reading problem, that books are my go-to tool. But I think in saying that also, you know, the podcasts like that we've created, Angie, they're such a, you know, they are free tools and you can learn so much from them as well.
Absolutely. Much like you, I love to learn, lifetime learner. And matter of fact, although listeners, you cannot see what I'm doing right now, but I actually, the one thing, the book, I literally, it is never outside of my reach because I reference this book all the time. It changed my life. So actually, Gary Keller, if you ever listen to this, I just want you to know that this book is revolutionary. And literally, when you are my Lisa. And so, such a powerful book. So thank you for sharing that, Jay.
Lisa didn't become very famous unintentionally.
Yeah.
Try to track her down.
Well, so what I feel like is we're putting it out into the universe right now. So Lisa, if you are listening to this, I hope that you will reach out to Shay because she's literally going to be one click away and all of the contacts are going to be in the description. So Lisa, I hope that you're listening to this and we'll reach out to Shay so that she can say the thing that she didn't say in early days whenever she was working with you. So we're putting it out there right now.
That sounds great because I really need to say thank you and that I am well because I got so sick after that, mentally so unwell. So it would be great to show her how mentally well I am now.
Yay. Love it. Love it.
You know, when I go to prison, I always say, hopefully it was my first and only ever mental breakdown at the age of 27. I'm hoping I wiped that with that's done early and not in my 40s now.
So what's one question you wished I would have asked you today and why?
That's a tricky one. I think we've covered some great areas, but I think for listeners out there that, you know, are dyslexic and they're wondering if they should be in the entrepreneurial space because it is really quite scary and it can be a really lonely journey. And I think, you know, people that are listening, if they're just starting out in their business and they're questioning, is this the right thing, particularly if they're neurodiverse, you know, can I do it? And I think the answer would be yes. I think that for those that are neurodiverse, we just need to put in some extra strategies so that we can manage the ups and downs. And I think looking after our mental health, not just as a neurodivergent or neurodiverse, depending on what, sorry, I've used so many different labels because unfortunately we've got multiple labels. If we just stick to the one of neurodiverse and divergent, meaning the same thing, that we, all entrepreneurs, regardless, we need to look after our mental health and self-care is really, really important. And particularly you know, because our business is our main focus, but that's just one part of our lives. And when my mum was dying last year, and sadly passed away, she was my biggest advocate. And what I saw from her is that she'd lost her self-care because she was so busy. And I think as entrepreneurs, we become so busy, and as neurodivergents, we're at risk of having mental health challenges anyway. So I think making sure we put strategies in place for self-care, because if we're not looking after ourselves, then we can't have our business and we can't do all the multiple things. And that's what we're good at as entrepreneurs. We have so many hats. Like, you know, I'm a doctoral student. I'm a mum now. I'm a partner. I was caring for my sick mum. And I also had this business, and I work in another job as well that helps support my business at the moment. So we've got multiple hats on. So I think self-care is the biggest risk factor for us as entrepreneurs, and the one thing that falls to the wayside that we really need to look after.
Yes, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Self-care is so critical, and it should be an appointment in your diary that you keep, and it cannot be broken. It is just as important as that client appointment. It's just as important as taking your child to the doctor. It is just as important as date night. I mean, it cannot be broken. And so I hope, listeners, that you are right now, I'm going to challenge you right now to go and schedule some time every single week for you to take care of yourself, because it can be overwhelming and stressful and fearful and all of the things. And we do wear so many hats, and we're so busy taking care of other people, but we take care of other people the best when we are taking care of ourselves. Would you agree with that, Shay?
Yes. Yeah. And if you don't look after yourself, it all just falls apart, whether it's your mental health or your physical health, not getting enough sleep. Though, Angie and I've spoken about this before, and it's a non-negotiable for me. I have to sleep or I will not function. So there's, you know, multiple ways that we can be looking after ourselves, and it can feel hard, especially, you know, with a toddler. My God, trying to fit some care in for yourself is, I thought everyone said having a baby was hard, but toddlers are, oh my God, they're on a different level. If I don't get my daughter out of bed now, she's calling me Shay. I'm like, what? You're not even two. Oh, Mom, oh no, Shay. I'm like, oh my God. So it's really hard to, unless I get up early, it's really hard for me. It slowly slips away. Those opportunities get less and less throughout the day. And I think that was the one thing they were talking about, motivation. And when is your motivation the highest? And you need to draw on that motivation when it's at the highest, because you know that as the day progresses, you may lose that motivation. So if self-care is at the top of your list at the beginning of the day, then you're more likely to do it. And then it sets you up really well for the rest of the day.
Yes, love that so much. Great advice. Listeners, I mean, go back and listen to that section again, because it's just that important. So we are wrapping up our time today. And so I know the listeners want to know, Shay, where can they find you online?
You can find me at rethinkdyslexia.com.au. And or you can find me on LinkedIn under Shay Marie Wissell. I'm pretty much everywhere on social media if you type my name in. And there you'll find out all the information around coaching and our consulting services and how we can help neurodivergent individuals and business owners and organizations. And just quickly, Angie, going back to that self-care, I think one of the other best ways is through a coach, because having a peer-to-peer support is also really, really important as well.
Oh, love that. Love that. Great piece of advice. And listeners, as always, right in the description, Shay is going to be one click away. Connect with her on social media, connect with her on LinkedIn, visit her website, and get to know her, because she really can change your life in a massive, massive way. So I want to thank you. This has been so educational, so informational. I know I have learned a lot, and I just appreciate you being here today.
Oh, it's just been such a wonderful joy. I love talking to everyone in America, so thank you. And I should just say my podcast is called Dear Dyslexic. I think I forgot to say that.
Yes, dear dyslexic, absolutely. And we're going to make sure that that's in the description as well, listeners, so that you can jump on that and listen and learn more and continue your education with Shay. So, once again, thank you, Shay, for being here.
Thank you so much, Angie. It's just a joy to spend this time with you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes. All right. So, listeners, until next time, this is Angie, the girl with the purple hair, talking business. Bye-bye. Thank you for being here with us today. We hope you found today's wisdom beneficial to your business growth. See you next time on the Girl with the Purple Hair Talks Business, because together we'll move mountains. Bye-bye.